play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Senior night at Don Morris Gymnasium, the locale for only two home games for the Alleman Pioneers in the Western Big Six Conference season, the Silver Streaks and the Quincy Blue Devils, which Alleman beat here last week. The Silver Streaks do not want to fall into that trap here tonight. Galesburg starts the five that have solidified their way into the starting lineup through the 2013 portion of the schedule. Trevon Diggins, Ethan Meeker, and Carson Cheeseman in the backcourt. Diggins and Cheeseman, the two seniors, and Ethan Meeker, the freshman at 6 foot. Grant Gibson in the post at 6'2", a sophomore, and Ryan Carl, a 6'5", senior. You heard Pat Rangel say in the pregame show a little different starting lineup, only because it is senior night here tonight. They have six seniors on the roster, and two of them are injured, as we mentioned in the pregame show. John Tracy and Dad Cutcomp were big losses for the Pioneers when they went down to injury. So the four seniors who start tonight, Sam Lutens at 5'10", 150, Sam Pierman at 6'2", 165, and Joe Boland at 6', 175. And then, of course, Adam Hoogerwerth, a name that we remember very well from football season at 5'11", 160. He's a very solid basketball player as well, and I remember talking with him to Mike Reynolds about him back in the game at John Field Gymnasium a little over a month ago, and the word you associate with Adam Hoogerwerth is winner. The kid just wins. He knows how to get things done, whether it's on the football field or on the basketball court. The only non-senior in the starting lineup for Alleman is Kevin O'Keefe, who was a regular starter anyway at 6 foot. 155. We're ready to get this game underway with Pierman and Ryan Carl in the midcourt circle, and the Streaks wearing the road black, moving from our left to right, win the tip tonight, looking for their seventh win of the Western Big Six season and their 18th win overall. Cheeseman in the midcourt circle works it left over to Ethan Meeker, skips it up top over to Trevon Diggins, back to Cheeseman at the top of the arc. Left side, Cheeseman into the left corner, baseline. Gibson drives, kicks it out. Cheeseman squares for three, passes it away to Meeker, works his way to the baseline, cut off there, and passes it away. Tried to sneak it around an Alleman defender. It's deflected away. Here's Hoogerwerth with it. Right side, stepping into a three. O'Keefe nails it, and Alleman strikes first here in the early going.
Well, Coach Reynolds told us in the pregame that we were going to maybe take a step back like we did last week against UT. I don't know that you can do that with Alleman on their home court here at Don Morris Gym. UT doesn't shoot the ball very well. Alleman can get hot. We may have to come out a little bit.
Ryan Carl runs underneath the rebound after the miss from Grant Gibson on the baseline. Now Diggins nearly steals it away on a bad pass by Pierman, but his momentum takes him out of bounds, and Alleman hangs on to it.
You know, one of the things we talked about, the improvement of this team, and it's not just the players' development, but I think Mike Reynolds' knowledge and feel for the players. We saw Saturday night just a great job of inserting that lineup that brings us more quickness when he brings in Denzel and Tyson in key parts of the game. I expect to see that again here tonight. Could be a difference maker, especially if the starters don't get off the mark quickly.
And, of course, Joe Williams and Marcus Ross are the two off the bench for the Silver Streaks, usually around the 5 or 4.5 minute mark.
Yeah, in fact, Joe plays so much, sometimes I consider him a starter because he gets so many minutes in a game.
Well, as Mike Reynolds talked to us in the prior to the game here tonight, he said, you know, by all guys may have earned their way as starters, but they just add so much to the Silver Streaks, being able to bring that energy and different look off the bench for Galesburg. All right, Alleman's been running it here in the half court, and the Streaks have defended very well. Alleman hasn't been able to hardly get it inside the three-point arc, and now Hoogerwerth has it, trying to dribble around Trevon Diggins, draws a double team, kicks it back out. Skimming it left side over to Pierman, drives inside, and a foul on the floor from the far official way over by the Galesburg bench. We got a hand check called, a grab on the arm against the Silver Streaks. And we're nearly 2 minutes into the game. Galesburg down 3-0. And the foul on Carson Cheeseman is his first. On the inbounds, Pierman right of the basket. Gets it into Hoogerwerth in the near corner to our left. Trying to fake right, driving left. Diggins cuts him off on the baseline. Skips it back out to Boland, stepping inside the arc. Now Hoogerwerth with it on the left elbow. Dribbling to the top of the arc around the free throw line. Trevon Diggins worked underneath the screen, and Hoogerwerth leaning in draws a foul called on Diggins, and that'll put Hoogerwerth at the line shooting two.
You know, you mentioned that Hoogerwerth excels in football and basketball, and like we said, probably about anything that he does, horseshoes or anything else.
Yeah.
He just got that look of a kid that's ready to go to college. I mean, some guys just have that they carry themselves in such a way, and they just have that aura. It's almost like he's a fifth-year senior out here because he really is a good leader. And if I talk him up a little more, maybe he'll miss another free throw like he did right there.
First one was off to the left, 5:53 to go first quarter. Galesburg still looking for its first points of the game. Alleman leading on a three-point basket by Kevin O'Keefe, and now he missed both.
He did.
Grant Gibson gets the rebound and a foul in the backcourt called on Pierman trying to steal it away from Gibson. And that's the first foul of the game on Alleman. Pioneers come in at just 7-17, a year after winning 18 in the regular season in Patrick Rangel's first year as head coach of the Pioneers. Last year wasn't exactly a banner year, despite some good records throughout the conference. For the first time in the time that anybody can remember, no Western Big Six team won a regional last year. And we certainly look to change that this year with Galesburg and Alleman both playing at Galesburg next week.
Alleman went on that surprise winning streak there last year at the conference for a while. You might recall the talcum powder game against Rock Island at Augustana that they pulled off a real shocker.
It was about an hour delay in the game that night. On the inbound, Silver Streaks have it. Here's Meeker with it. Just half court, passes it left over to Diggins in front of the Alleman bench. Inlet pass to Ryan Carl. Pump fakes, kicks it out. Cheeseman swings it right over to Meeker. Drives to the low blocks. Gets blocked on the way up. Loose ball rebound by Aaron Murray. 6'2 junior is checked into the game, giving Alleman a different look as many of the seniors who start have now gone to the bench. 3-0 Alleman. 5 to go first quarter. Driving in and a good blocking job by Ryan Carl, setting himself along the low blocks and running him to him from the outside. O'Keefe picks up the charging foul, his first. And I believe, Jim, only the first Alleman turnover here.
Yeah, a little surprised we got that call because Ryan was set, but he also tried to block the shot. And a lot of times if you move your arms toward the ball, you won't get that call, but Ryan did right there.
Alleman changes it up defensively. Silver Streaks break the three-quarter court press. Marcus Ross and Joe Williams into the game. Marcus gets down 2 lead deep under the basket and tries to kick it back out. It's intercepted by the Pioneers. 4:50 to go first quarter. On the right side, stepping into another 3, O'Keefe. That one is short. And rebound knocked away. Meeker got underneath Murray, knocked it out of his hands, but they're going to say Meeker touched it last, and Alleman hangs on to it.
Almost halfway through the first quarter, still no points for Galesburg, but the good news is only one made shot for Alleman. You got to figure the Streaks are going to get a little more comfortable here as they break a sweat and this game starts to settle in.
On the inbound, lobbing it out high, Hoogerwerth slips in the backcourt, and Trevon Diggins, as Hoogerwerth falls down and is sitting on his backside, Trevon comes over, reaches over the top, and just over the top of his head and shoulders, reaching down from above, and the official calls him for a foul. And then he signals to the scorekeeping table a push. Well, it clearly wasn't a push. Trevon was just trying to tie him up from over the top.
Yeah, that's really odd. When you see a guy on the floor and the other guy's just reaching for the ball to get a foul, that's an unusual call.
So Diggins goes to the bench, and that hurts the Silver Streaks. He's picked up two fouls. Spin move. Hoogerwerth lost Joe Williams down low, but then he couldn't finish off the shot. Marcus Ross gets the rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks in transition. Gibson pulls up. Shot rolls off. Rebound tip won't go down for Ross. And Boland clears out for Alleman. Silver Streaks still looking for their first basket, 0 for 4 from the field. We're halfway through the first quarter. Alleman on top, 3-0. Pierman on the left wing. Hoogerwerth now on the left side. Drives to the high post, leans in, past Williams, comes up short, rebounds his own miss, banks it up and in. Nobody blocked him out, came in from the outside. Alleman now on top, 5-0. Very slow start for the Silver Streaks here tonight. Ross to Williams. Left side over to Meeker. Bounce pass baseline, Denzel Jones. Skips it back up top. Good pass out to Williams, who got to the basket before Alleman could steal it. Streaks have numbers as the Pioneers go for the steal. Gibson down low to Jones. Caught under the basket. Left corner, Meeker for three. Rattles in and out. And the rebound to Joe Boland.
That ball was actually halfway down in the rim. It came out. I don't know how that came out of the basket.
Matt Rangel calls timeout for the Pioneers, who lead 5-0, 3:26 to go first quarter. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation here to Rock Island tonight. Jim, I will let you do the honors, talking about a vehicle which you have grown to appreciate very much.
Well, back by popular demand. In fact, I called and requested after we got to have the Nissan Murano last weekend. We liked it so much. We've got a different color, a little different variety, but still the same beast. It's a silver Nissan Murano that is one of their certified pre-owned fleets. Stop by if you drive one of those. You probably won't want to go anywhere else to shop. It's a terrific automobile. Of course, certified pre-owned, a limited 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, and they just stand behind what they sell. It's a Galesburg Nissan. Stop by, ask about the Muranos that we brag up all the time, maybe one of the Rogues, or, of course, the Altimas that we get from time to time. Maxima's a great lineup at Nissan. Stop by and see.
No surprise at Rock Island, where the Rocks have hit their first 5 3-point attempts, and they lead the Quincy Blue Devils 19-5 at the end of one quarter.
Wow.
Here's a missed 3-pointer. Marcus Ross chases the rebound down in the corner. Silver Streaks have problems of their own here as Gibson misfires from 3-point range. And under the basket, Boland clears out for his third rebound already. Galesburg still without a basket, under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Not only a basket, no points. Silver Streaks 0-for-6 from the field.
Now, the beauty of it is that we're just down 5.
Yep.
If it was 15-0, which it could be, we'd be in a world of hurt, but I still don't feel too bad. You got to think we're going to get on track here pretty quick.
Boland, left side into the near corner it goes to Pierman. Has the ball down low, brings it back out, inlet pass. Intended for Aaron Murray, couldn't handle it. Loose ball picked up by Alleman in the lane. Boland leans in, banks it off the glass. It's 7-0 Pioneers.
Well, Mike Reynolds staying pretty calm, but Streaks are getting beat to some of the loose balls right
yep.
now, and I think Alleman's definitely playing with a higher energy level at this point.
On their senior night, Gibson on the left side. Silver Streaks drawing an offer with just over two minutes to go in the first quarter. Down low, Denzel Jones tries a reverse, gets blocked from the backside, and Murray comes up with a rebound for Alleman. Silver Streaks have had a couple blocked shots on the few times that they've gotten it in the interior.
Well, this is not a big Alleman team,
no.
So that's kind of concerning.
Between the circles. With that, Galesburg's going to get Tyson Parks into the game with the next dead ball. Kevin O'Keefe on the outside. Left side, Hoogerwerf on the wing. Trying to work against Joe Williams. Williams fights through a screen. Hoogerwerf backs up near the volleyball line. Works his way right. Another screen set. Now Hoogerwerf all alone on the outside. Passes it left over to Pierman instead. They've cleared out on the outside, but he keeps the ball on the perimeter to O'Keefe. Now Hoogerwerf with it right in front of the Galesburg bench. A minute and a half to go first quarter and a foul away from the ball. Illegal screen set by O'Keefe. Sticking the arm out, trying to clear out Denzel Jones. And that's the second foul of the game on O'Keefe. And both of Alleman's turnovers here in this first quarter have come from offensive fouls.
Well, and you know, I said Alleman's not big. They do have one big kid, Alec Gibb, and he has not played yet. But he's 6'7", 235 pounds. He's a man, but has not played as yet in this one.
1:20 to go in the first quarter. Galesburg still scoreless. Marcus Ross drives into the lane with the right hand goes up. Off the mark. Tyson Parks battles for the rebound. Kicks it out to Gibson. In the lane, shoots and scores. And with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter, Galesburg's on the board, down 7-2.
And compliments. We love the shot by Gibson, but it was Tyson who was able to get in there with those great springs and keep that ball alive, get it out to Grant for the deuce.
Driving in, Hoogerwerf trying to spin off Joe Williams, leans in. Marcus Ross doesn't bite on the fake. Good job to hold his position, so they have to kick it back out. On the left side, O'Keefe with it outside the elbow. Up top, coming out for it, Charlie Garrett, Jr., has checked into the game. Now just inside the top of the arc, shot rolls in and out for Alleman. Rebound batted around, off the glass. Alleman comes down with it. Boland controls for his fourth rebound. Out to Hoogerwerf, misses from the outside, and Tyson Parks hauls in the rebound. He's had an immediate impact for the Silver Streaks on the rebounding edge. Under 30 seconds to go, first quarter, Galesburg down 5, 7-2. On the left side, Meeker. Between the circles, Williams thought about a three. Still 20 seconds to go, though. In the lane, Tyson Parks. He's going to shoot just inside the free throw line off the back of the rim. Didn't follow his own miss. Hoogerwerf with the rebound. Down to 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hoogerwerf driving left down the lane. Ross reaches in, steals it away. Outlet pass up court to Gibson. Fires at the buzzer. It's
Woo!
Good! It's good!
Wow.
Just outside the volleyball line. Galesburg down 2. 7-5 at the end of one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Look who's winning cash with the WGIL button.
We are WGIL button spotters.
Okay.
Hey, what's your name?
James Kimber.
Well, James, we have a WGIL button spotter envelope. We thought we might change your day with that.
Well, okay, I hope you do.
You can open that up right now if you'd like, okay?
Ooh,
count that off.
That's look like $500.
$500 cash.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wear a button, win some cash. Details at WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
One quarter gone at Don Morris Gymnasium. Galesburg pulls within two with a three-pointer by Grant Gibson, and Galesburg nearly with another steal as Holloman has the ball to begin quarter number two, but the Pioneers hang on to it. Left side, Garrett. Down low, batted away. Galesburg nearly comes up with it again. Pump fake on the low block, and up and in for Marcus Martin, who got Galesburg two defenders to bite on the pump fake, and that left him alone from right underneath the basket to put it up and in.
Well, that was a gift. Grant Gibson had the steal, but just headed up court a little before he had the basketball.
And a bad pass by Grant intended for Tyson Parks on the inside. Too soft, and Holloman steals it away. So Gibson's three-pointer led by Marcus Ross with a steal on the Holloman penetration. Now the Pioneers careless with the ball. Pass goes to the right side, right off Joey Mims' hands out of bounds. So the three-pointer by Gibson at the first quarter buzzer got Galesburg within two after a really dull first quarter offensively for the Silver Streaks, but defensively they stayed in the game, and now down four as we start quarter number two. A minute gone. 9-5 is the Holloman lead. Parks on the baseline, drives, kicks it out. Williams, left side, three. Good! Galesburg within one.
He's hit some big shots for us this year, and that was a nice one to get us right back in the game.
Give Tyson. Oh, boy. Between the circles, Hoogerwerth. Now left side over to Murray. Parks guarding him way outside away from the basket. Murray picks up his dribble. Parks getting all over him. Look out for the five-second call. And he does get the bounce pass away to Hoogerwerth. Williams nearly stole it away. Now Hoogerwerth drives inside. Spins left. Kicks it out. Three on the way for Mims off the back of the rim. And Marcus Ross comes up with his fourth rebound already in this game. Galesburg in transition. Mims with the block on Grant Gibson at the other end. And the rebound by Murray, and the Holloman student section loves it. Holloman spins his way, backs in, runs over Joe Williams, and an offensive foul called on Hoogerwerth.
Well, we might have caught a break. Hoogerwerth can't believe that one. But I tell you, Joe Williams has been all over him, especially the previous possession. He was incredible. And again, I think they may have got the worst of that call, but nevertheless, good aggressive defense here coming out in the second quarter.
Well, and Hoogerwerth trying that spin a lot, but he's going left every time, and Williams is stuck with him every single time. Now Gibson pulls up from the left baseline and scores, and Galesburg has its first lead of the night at 10-9. They have gone on a 10-2 run here to take the lead early in the second quarter. We're under 6 minutes to go in the half. Hoogerwerth on the right side pulls up from 18 feet off the front of the rim. Williams with a rebound. Silver Streaks trying to get out with it now. Running into the front court, Williams goes left on the fake. Loses the ball on the floor. Diving for it. Comes up with it. Ross. Now over top of the arc. Grant Gibson gets it back behind him to Ethan Meeker. Now right side Gibson. Drives to the low blocks. Reach in. Mim knocked it away. And apparently knocked it off Grant Gibson out of bounds. And the Streaks turn it over.
You know, it's interesting. This gymnasium, you as a broadcaster, but I'm sure as a player, you just feel compressed. Because if you've ever been to Monmouth High School gymnasium, it's very similar, only there is a stage on the end of this one. But otherwise, there's a lot of fans. Half the stands, the fans are standing up on the Holloman side, which I think maybe gives it a little more compressed feel when you got so many people standing on the sidelines.
Charlie Garrett swings it right over to Mim on the outside. Now on the left side, Hoogerwerth. Back to the top of the arc. Garrett, nearly a block by Ethan Meeker, missed the shot. And then Joe Williams reaches in and fouls Joey Mim way out high, coming down with a long rebound, and that'll be the first of the game on Joe Williams, fourth team foul on Galesburg.
Yeah, you know, I've seen this on every level, though. A lot of times you come into a place where the home team's got a good fan base, it's a big night for them, they're going to come out, and it's hard to match their energy, and what you do is you just, as a coach, I think you just wait for the game to settle in and let it become a regular game and then hope your team takes over. And I think still that's what the Silver Streaks are looking at here. They're within a point and still in good shape.
Leading by a point at 10-9, and then force another turnover. That's six turnovers on Holloman now. Williams into the front court, hands off to Meeker for three, off the front of the rim, Rebound Garrett for Alamut. Gets it into the hands of Hoogerwerfer, waits for everyone to run past him. And now he'll walk it across midcourt. Calling out the shots, Parks comes out high, gets a little reach on Hoogerwerfer. Now Meeker back on top of him on the screen. Left side shot on the way and an air ball. And saved under the basket by Alleman. Ducking underneath Boland, gets it to the left side, up and in by Pierman. And it was Pierman who saved it under the basket after the air ball.
Well, we're getting a hand on all those balls. We're just not grabbing them.
Nope. Now Parks with it at the free throw line. Streaks down a point at 11-10. Ryan Carl back into the game on the baseline. Baby hook with the right hand. Spins around. Tyson Parks gets a hand on the ball. Slaps it up and over the backboard back to Alleman.
Well, Coach Reynolds really starting to bark now. He'd been pretty calm through the first quarter, but wasn't happy with the way that offensive set was run. Let him know it.
Between the circles, Aaron Murray near the top right side to Hoogerwerfer. Now over to Garrett, working against Ethan Meeker. Dribbles right, now gets it off to Murray. Driving in, cut off by Tyson Parks in the lane. Shuffled his feet, that's a travel. Seven turnovers on Alleman. Four already in this quarter. We're just past the midpoint of the second quarter, with Alleman leading 11-10.
Murray, the guy that Coach Rangel was talking about in the pregame, said he came up with a couple of moves he didn't know he had last weekend and made some shots, but in trying to get a move there, ended up shuffling his feet.
Ethan Meeker playing the point. Good no-look pass down low to Tyson Parks, backing away from the right side, fading away left. Comes up short on the shot. Boland gets his fifth rebound for Alleman. Like the aggressive move by Tyson, but fading away from the basket too quickly, couldn't finish off the shot. Galesburg down a point, 3:20 to go first half. Left side on the dribble. Pierman reverses back left onto the wing to Boland. Trying to bounce pass on the baseline. Hoogerwerfer gets Parks up in the air. Then he can't finish off the shot, and the rebound off Galesburg out of bounds. I thought Murray touched it last for Alleman, but Pioneers are going to hang on to possession.
Well, they're going to be here all night if we keep letting them shoot the ball from right under the basket. And sometimes it's been in the first flow of their offense. A lot of times it's been on loose balls or saved balls. But whatever the problem is, we're still giving up that one spot. And anybody can shoot 70% from there.
Mike Reynolds has really had it. And now the Silver Streaks get called for a foul on the inbounds. And Trevon Diggins just checked back into the game. But they're going to call that one on Marcus Ross instead, as Kevin O'Keefe took a plant to the floor at the baseline. That'll be the first of the game on Marcus. Five team fouls on the Silver Streaks, and there's Alex Diab into the game. Jim talked about him earlier. It's 6-7. The Silver Streaks already having several of their shots blocked. He's not who they want to see come into the game, and Carl will have that defensive assignment. Pierman on the inbound. Hoogerwerfer around the screen. Wide open. Drains a three from the left wing. 14-10. Alleman back on top by four.
Other than the opening shot of the game, Hoover's shots have been very flat tonight, but that one he got enough arch on to finally get over the front of the rim.
He has five. He also missed two free throws in the first quarter. Ross with it. Free throw line extended. Right side over to Williams. Diggins swings it right back left again over to Gibson on the wing. Skips it back right to Williams for three. A little bit off the front of the rim. Rebound batted around. Hoogerwerfer comes down with a deflection. Leads into the front court. Pierman up and in and fouled by Joe Williams. So Alleman answers the Galesburg 9-10-2 run with seven straight points of their own, and they're back up by six, maybe seven here with Pierman going to the line and Mike Reynolds barking for a timeout. With 2:38 to go in the first half, a full timeout by the Silver Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
During the Ready Watch and bid on number 218, a 47-inch LG LCD TV from Lindstrom's TV and Appliance.
The bidding begins March 23rd at 7 a.m. on WGIL.
16-10, Alleman. 2:38 to go in the first half, and coming out of the timeout, Sam Pierman will shoot a free throw. Williams fouled him. Alleman got out in transition, and on the layup, Pierman started to go up with the left hand, switch to the right. Alleman got the basket. Williams got his second foul, the 16th foul on Galesburg. And Pierman will shoot a free throw here to try to make it an 8-0 run.
Rock Island is going to be tough to beat tonight. They're 6 of 6 from the three-point line and haven't committed a turnover yet. They lead 24-13 midway through the second quarter.
Led 19-5 at the end of quarter number one. So Quincy shorthanded without two of their key starting players they've had all season long. Cole Abbey was the one most people knew about. Ran into some off-court issues as Pierman makes the free throw to make it a 17-10 Alleman lead. Cole Abbey's been out a few weeks now for Quincy. Now they don't have their starting center, Jason Salrin, and not putting up much of a fight as a result at Rock Island tonight. Galesburg down 7. Hasn't shown a lot of fight themselves here with under 2.5 minutes to go in the first half, trailing by 7. Between the circles, Cheeseman picks up his dribble and travels. Drag the pivot foot behind him. I've watched Carson come so close to that so many times this season, and not surprised at all he got called for it there.
Well, and after we had taken that brief lead, you thought all was going to be right with the world, but since that time, we've not done much of anything right, and Alleman continues to play fantastic defense. That's the story of this game. Alleman's offense still is pretty sporadic, but their defense has been outstanding.
And they've scored 8-0, spurred on by that defense, scored an 8-0 run to lead by 7, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Hoogerwerf with it on the outside, gets it over to Pierman. Inlet pass into the lane to Diab. Now right side under the wing. It goes over to O'Keefe. He'll dribble it back out left between the circles. Loses his man defensively. Drives inside. Runs into Marcus Ross and a tie-up called. And the alternating possession gives it back to Galesburg. So the Alleman Pioneers turn it over for the 8th time. Mike Reynolds continues to work on the officials. Things that Mike sees that aren't getting called or are getting called against his players. And he's working the referees over there. Now throws up his hands in frustration at the lack of the response that he's looking to get.
Well, from a score standpoint, at least we dodged a bullet there. Could have gone down 9 or 10. If we can get this thing down to 3 or 4 at halftime, you still like our chances, but I don't want to get any farther behind.
Ross, backdoor cut to Carl, going in from the left side, leans back, puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Carl took it strong along the left baseline, then maybe got caught too far underneath the basket, just leaned back with the right hand, flipped it up and in, and Alex Diab picks up his first foul, and Carl gets a chance at a three-point play.
Well, a very athletic move by Carl, going underneath the basket, flipping that up into the basket.
And he finishes it off with the free throw. 3 points on the night for Carl. Just like that, Galesburg back within 4 at 17-13 with a minute and a half to go first half. Streaks averaging nearly 58 points a game, been held to 13 so far in the first half, a trail by only 4. On the outside, Charlie Garrett. Top of the circle, Hoogerwerf drives down the left side, gets it up and in over Ryan Carl. 19-13. And Hoogerwerf ran into the padding along the front of the stage. Looked like he was holding his mouth a little bit as he's still down on the floor. He looked right at the official, said, Why couldn't you call that? Now he kind of reached up and held his tooth. Like his front tooth.
Yeah, he's dazed out there right
now. The way he's moving around his mouth around, it almost looks like he thinks he lost a tooth. Now he's looking at the athletic trainer, sending her back to the sideline. Mike Reynolds has his hands out to the official, saying why isn't he coming out of the game? Yeah, the referee puts his hand up, looking over to Mike, saying, "Yep, I'm under control here. I've got this. Hoogerwerf should be coming out of the game."
He's
staggering.
Yeah, Pat, you got to get him out of there. Now, Pat Rangel wondering why there isn't a call, but Hoogerwerf, he's not steady on his feet.
No,
right
he's
now.
Not. He's limping. It looks like he's limping a little bit, but I'm not so sure he's not right.
No, he's kind of leaning back. Of course, he's a competitor. He doesn't want to come out of the game, but I think Pat seeing that, yeah, he's going to get him out of it. That's got to happen.
So he replaces him with Joey Mim at 6'5". And Joe Boland also sits down. 19-13. Silver Streaks trail by 6 with a minute 12 to go in the first half. Cheeseman in the backcourt along with Meeker and Gibson going for the trap. Now Galesburg gets it across midcourt. Gibson scoops it back to Cheeseman. Now left side Gibson draws a double team. Gets it to Marcus Ross at the free throw line in the lane with a baby hook off the back of the rim. Rebound fought for. Galesburg battling for it. And Alleman underneath the basket. Alex Diab had a hand on the ball, and he was on the baseline, and now a technical foul called on Diab, who walked away from the official and apparently said something. So after the miss by Galesburg, battling for the rebound, Diab had a hand on it, but he was out of bounds, so he got called for being out of bounds. Galesburg got it back, and then he said something inappropriate in the official's eyes and got whistled for the technical, and that is his second foul.
These officials aren't getting any love from either side now.
Not
first
now.
It was Mike Reynolds, and now Pat Rangel and the Alleman player is not very happy with him.
And Gibson misses the free throw.
Grant seems a little rattled to me.
Yeah, he does. I thought the same thing. Had an air ball earlier.
Shooting down at this end toward this big Alleman, loud and student body.
Makes a second free throw. That's Galesburg's second trip to the free throw line tonight after the Carl made free throw on the three-point play just a few moments ago. Boy, now Aaron Murray goes walking through the lane. He sticks his left elbow into Marcus Ross, and then he sticks his left shoulder into Ethan Meeker. And Marcus Ross looks at the officials and say, didn't you see that?
Well, Hoogerworth back out there, bad ankle and all.
Cheeseman with it on the outside, skips it up top over to Meeker. Now in the left corner it goes to Gibson. And a foul called on the floor as Grant starts to drive to the baseline. And he's going to get a one-and-one free throw here with the seventh team foul on Alleman. With 42.7 seconds to go in the first half, and the second foul of the game on Sam Pearman.
Yeah, and Pearman really complaining about that one after the whistle, too.
Gibson to the line, first one up and in, and he earns the second. A little more comfortable there after just shooting the technical foul shots a moment ago. Back into the game, Kevin O'Keefe for Alleman, replacing Charlie Garrett. Junior for junior substitution there for the Pioneers. Silver Streaks, Joe Williams and Trevon Diggins with two personal fouls for Alleman. Diab, O'Keefe, and Pearman all playing with two. So foul trouble spread out among both teams. Gibson makes a second free throw. And there you go, Jim. You said try to get it down to three or four here before halftime. Galesburg is within three with 43 seconds to go before halftime. A little pressure in the backcourt by Galesburg. Now they'll let Hoogerwerf bring it across midcourt where Cheeseman will pick him up defensively. Down to 35 seconds to go. Hoogerwerf right side. Onto the sideline, Pearman right in front of the Galesburg bench. Gibson knocks it out of the hands of Mim, chases it down right in front of us here on the sideline. They go for a trap, and now Hoogerwerf dribbles between Cheeseman and Gibson, and a foul called on Galesburg. And that's going to put Hoogerwerf at the line for a 1-1 on the seventh Galesburg team. The game on Grant Gibson.
Yeah, I think as Grant went over to Coach Mike Reynolds, I think Mike telling him not a good foul there, especially with Hoogerwerf. You're putting them in the bonus, and he goes to the free throw line, although he missed too early. I don't think you can count on that happening very often.
Hoogerwerf missed his two free throw attempts in the first quarter, and he misses this one here. Marcus Ross gets the rebound.
Like
his
I said, good foul.
The game.
Good foul.
Galesburg down three with the ball, 15 seconds to go first half. Rock Island on top of Quincy, 30-15 at halftime. Cheeseman on the outside. Now Denzel Jones in the left corner. In the lane, Ethan Meeker, happy feet, got it out to the high post, missed the shot. Gibson comes in for the rebound with 1 second, turns and scores, and Galesburg is within one as they go to the locker room down 19-18. Two buzzer beaters by Grant Gibson in the first and second quarters, and the Streaks, after a not-so-great first half offensively, they trail by just one, heading to the locker room 19-18. When we come back, some scoring updates from around the Western Big Six. So look at the first half statistics. And a word with Streaks assistant coach, Steve Cheeseman. Galesburg down 19-18 at the half. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Now during the Menard Day Sale, it's a great time to update your home with great deals on home decor. Save big on paint, paneling, flooring, and much more. Add style to your windows with blinds and shades by Window Images. Choose from a great selection all on sale. 23-inch aluminum mini blinds by Window Images are available in white or alabaster, just $8.99. Plus, they can be custom trimmed to your exact width for free.
Save big money at Menards.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. for a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Silver Streak's boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Halftime here at Don Morris Gymnasium. Galesburg trailing the Alleman Pioneers 19-18. Quite frankly, Jim, I feel pretty good being down just one the way this first half has gone here tonight. Could have been a lot worse. In fact, at times, it was a lot worse. Galesburg went nearly 7 minutes in the first quarter before they got their first points of the game, and then Grant Gibson hit a three-pointer at the first quarter buzzer that got Galesburg within two. It was part of a 10-2 run that put Galesburg on top 10-9, and then Alleman came right back, scored eight in a row to take a 17-10 lead, and then the Silver Streaks outscored the Pioneers 8-2 to finish the first half and now trail by just one at halftime. And it certainly hasn't been a game, I mean, statistically it's been a game of runs, but when I think of a run in a basketball game, I think of, you know, like a minute and a half stretch where somebody, you know, scores four or five quick baskets. It's not been that kind of a run here at all. It's really been a sloppy game offensively in a lot of ways, and Silver Streaks have really struggled against this Alleman defense, and that's why I say I feel pretty good being down just one here.
Yeah, I think Pat Rangel definitely did a terrific job of getting his troops ready for this game tonight. Defensively, they've really identified who they don't want to let shoot to beat them and who they'll give shots to. And, yep, you know, they force some of our guys who don't usually put up shots to take some shots from a little distance. I think of Tyson Park shooting one from around the free throw line and Marcus Ross kind of forcing a couple up there, trying to take advantage of an opening. And that's okay, but we don't want to do that too often. I think that's what Alleman succeeded at. They really frustrated Grant Gibson through a good part of that first half. Yes. Joe Williams got one clean look, and after that, not much. And Ethan Meeker just hasn't hit his shots yet. So
Meeker's 0 for 4. Williams took one shot in the entire first half.
And they covered him up pretty well after that. Yep. So got to tip your cap to the Alleman defense. But I think if we win this game, we will look back at that last minute and a half of the first half. The half had gone very quickly up until that time, and then we got into some fouls. We got the thing with Hoogerwerf getting hurt there briefly, and then the technical foul, and Gibson hit 3 out of 4 free throws. Alleman right now from the field, 44%. They're 8 of 18. Streaks are 6 of 22, 27%. So you really feel good about being only a point down with that shooting. Rebounding edge to the Pioneers right now. They've got 19 boards already. They're 12 for the Streaks, and 8 turnovers for Alleman and 5 for Galesburg. So that rebounding total a little bit disconcerting, too.
Silver Streaks 2 of 5 from behind the arc in the first half. Alleman was 2 of 6 from three-point range. Pioneers, not very good from the free-throw line, only 1 of 4. Silver Streaks took good advantage of their trips to the free-throw line, 4 of 5. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll take a timeout here on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the individual scoring, take a look at the scores around the Western Big Six, and we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. Alleman 19, Galesburg 18 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here's a how-to for the discerning buyer on the WGIL radio auction March 23rd.
Listen to the radio.
Always the place to start.
Bid by phone.
And
buy stuff cheap.
Item 405 is the always popular tent party package from Weber Rental, a 20x20 tent with sides, including 48 chairs and 6 8-foot tables, with setup, teardown, and delivery in Galesburg. Retails for $283. Bid by phone and buy it cheap.
The bidding begins March 23rd at 7 a.m. on WGIL.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Look no further. For a limited time, get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.50 at McDonald's. Now that's a catch. Price a single item posted on menu board. Price and participation may vary.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy tonight with that low of 18. Some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 28, a low of 15 for tomorrow night. Sunday, sunny and a high of 36, a low of 25 for Sunday night. Now look for Monday, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow with a high of 39. Chance for more rain or snow Monday night on into Tuesday as well. But over that low of 29 Monday night. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 28 at WGIL.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Michigan Sunday morning at 11:30.
The Fighting Illini play here, Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At the half at Don Morris Gymnasium, it's senior night for the Alleman Pioneers. The Silver Streaks trail by just one at the half, 19-18. They have trailed by as many as seven on two different occasions in the first half. Take a look quickly at the individual scoring. For the Alleman Pioneers, Adam Hookerwerf leads the way with seven. Sam Pierman has five in the first half. Kevin O'Keefe with three. Marcus Martin and Martin and Joe Boland each have two. Sam Lutens, Charlie Garrett, Aaron Murray, Joey Mim, Alex Diab have all played in the first half, but have not scored for the Pioneers. For the Silver Streaks, they are led in the first half by Grant Gibson with 12. Ryan Carl and Joe Williams each have three, and nobody else for the Silver Streaks have scored. Trevon Diggins, Williams both got into foul trouble early with two personals, and yet despite that, Galesburg trails by only one at the break. Ethan Meeker, Carson Cheeseman, Denzel Jones, Marcus Ross, and Tyson Parks also have not scored for the Silver Streaks. At halftime, we told you, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. We'll get you an update from Moline and UT. We can tell you that Rocky and... 30-15 at the Rock Garden. Let's go courtside now for our halftime interview with Steve Cheeseman, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Here's Jim Lee.
All right, within a point at half, what do we do to shake free in this game, Steve?
Well, I think we need to get back to playing Galesburg basketball, which is aggressive, playing with intelligence, playing as a team. I thought we were a little discombobulated. Got to give them credit. They're on a nice little run. They're playing with confidence. Their guards penetrated well. And we need to contain that better, get the loose balls, attack down here on the offensive end, and I think that we'll be back where we need to be.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman for joining us at halftime, regardless of the circumstances, which right now it's not great, but not bad by any stretch of the imagination either. Galesburg down by just one at halftime at Wharton Fieldhouse. Moline leads United Township 18-13. So the Maroons continue to play well as they lead the Panthers by five at halftime.
You know, usually Steve Cheeseman gives me a lot of insights. I didn't really feel like I got a whole lot. I've only got one question in, but kind of a textbook response and what our plan is. I know we've got to be doing a few things differently here. We'll see what happens.
Well, more importantly, get back to playing Galesburg basketball, right?
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
There's a travel on the outside. Kevin O'Keefe didn't even realize he left his feet as he came around from the right side to the top of the arc to take that pass. And when he left his feet with the ball, he got called for traveling.
See if there's any hangover from the end of that first half on Alleman. I think they left the court a little bewildered after they played so well and then nearly lost the lead.
See what Trevon Diggins can do back in the lineup after playing sitting much of the first half. He penetrates, draws a defense, dumps it off to Gibson, who lays it up and in from the right side. And there's where Trevon can be such a difference maker if he can stay out of foul trouble here in the second half.
And that's the first easy basket we've had the whole game.
Galesburg back on top by one. Missed shot at the other end, and a long rebound after the miss by O'Keefe goes out to Hookerwerf. Driving in from the right side now, cut off on the baseline. O'Keefe trying to drive on Carson Cheeseman. Again, lost a handle on the ball. Gets it back out to Boland, who nearly loses it. And now passes it away. On the outside, Aaron Murray with it, driving in. Fast Ryan Carl dumps it down low, blocked from the backside, and it goes right over to Sam Pierman, who lays it in from the left side.
Like half of their baskets have been of that variety, haven't they?
Sure seems like it.
Just some sort of a weird situation. The ball ends up in their hands, but part of that is because they're filling the lane and they're attacking and working at it.
Trevon Diggins from Gibson in from the right side, and he banks it up and in. First basket from Diggins for the game. Gelsberg back on top. 22-21. So Diggins to Gibson on the first basket. Gibson gives it right back to Diggins on the assist on the second basket.
Used to call Ottawa and Olive is getting garbage baskets, but they still count the same.
Here's a three from the outside. Good by Kevin O'Keefe, his second three-pointer of the game. He scored the first basket from behind the arc for the Pioneers, who regain the lead now at 24-22. Had only two lead changes, no ties in the first half. We've opened the second half with four lead changes on alternating baskets. Gibson down low, free throw line to Carl, pump fakes up and in. Fifth point of the game for Ryan Carl. That is the first tie of the game now at 24.
Three straight times down the court, we look like we've had a real good idea what we want to do with the basketball. Not sure that happened at all in the first half.
Hergerwerf drives in from the left, trying to lean in on Diggins. Good job by Trevon to hold his position. They get it back out to Murray on the outside. Nobody coming out to guard him there, 20 feet away from the basket. He passes it right side over to O'Keefe. Trying to work his way in on Cheeseman, passes it instead out to the outside to Pierman. Now Hugerwerf driving in on Ethan Meeker, draws contact, misses the shot underneath the basket. Streaks get in there, tie up Joe Boland on the floor with Ryan Carl, and Gelsberg gets it back on the alternating possession.
Great job by Ryan to get down there quickly and tie it up. Just because you're a big man doesn't mean you can't get down there. Ryan did it right with the guards, and we came away with the turnover.
Tied at 24, Gelsberg looking to regain the lead here. Rock Island up 30-15 at halftime. Quincy opens up a little bit of a run to start the second half, outscoring the Rock 6-2 to cut the lead to 11. Meeker on the outside for three!
That away, Ethan.
First basket of the game for Meeker. Gelsberg has its biggest lead of the game now at 27-24 as we had our fifth lead change of the second half already.
And after shooting 27% in the first half, the streaks are 4-4 here to open the third quarter.
High percentage shots, and the shots down low open it up for Meeker on the outside. Hergerwerf dives in, cuts between Carl and Diggins. Somehow leaned in, got the basket up and in. 27-26, Gelsberg by one. Gibson drives inside the free throw line. That shot just a little bit short, pops in and out. Rebound on the floor to Kevin O'Keefe. Into the front court, and they overthrow their intended receiver at the other end, Aaron Murray, in the far baseline. Too much. They turn it over in transition, and the Streaks call a 30-second timeout on what's been a much more enjoyable second half to watch in the first half, with the Streaks leading by one here, 4:43 to go third quarter.
Yeah, this had a lot of flow to it, and you'd figure this would favor the Silver Streaks. We have a few more scorers on the team normally than Alleman does, but both teams finding some openings, making some shots. That first half was just pulling teeth to get much of anything accomplished in this first 3 minutes plus of this third quarter. It's a little more like basketball.
They've now reached the end of the third quarter at the Rock Garden. They're at the Rocks leading Quincy 41-28. So the Blue Devils shaved 2 points off that 15-point halftime lead, but still trail by 13 heading into the final quarter. The Rocks trying to wrap up the outright Western Big Six title. Here the Silver Streaks lead by just one with the ball coming off of the 30-second timeout and the Alleman turnover. Gelsberg gets Joe Williams into the game. Between the circles, Meeker, right side over to Diggins. Skips it back over to Williams. Left wing open for three. Off the back of the rim, rebound Grant Gibson. In the lane, dribbles it once, dumps it down along the baseline. Loose ball, deflected back out to Grant. Drives in, draws contact, no foul. Air ball, deflected out to Meeker. Now right corner to Gibson for three. That was way short. And the rebound by Aaron Murray. So three chances for the Silver Streaks there. And now Alleman back on offense, trailing by one.
Made it clear, you're not going to get many fouls called in this one, as there is one right there.
Meeker got a slap on the arm to Pierman, who got great position down low along the low blocks, and they'll shoot two free throws here.
Now, these officials, they're sure not favoring the marquee players, because Hugerwerf has gone inside and had some tough track. He might have got a call or two and hasn't. Gibson, same thing on the other end, not getting any favors from the officials.
To the free throw line, Pierman way short on the first free throw, clangs off the front of the rim. Alleman 1-for-5 from the free throw line tonight. That was the first foul of the game on Ethan Meeker, by the way, and the first foul on either team here in the second half. Second one is short as well. Pops off the rim and out. And the rebound, Grant Gibson. He has five boards in the game, three already here in the third quarter. Williams drives, kicks it out to Meeker for three again. Off the back of the rim. Batted around. Rebound, Carl, up and in.
Big job by Ryan.
Ryan's had a big game offensively here tonight. Galesburg by three, 29-26. Has 7 points. Flipping it over left, right in front of the Alleman benches is O'Keefe with it. Drives to the top of the circle. Bounces it over to Hugerer from the right wing. Now into the right corner. The three on the way and an air ball. Weak side rebound, Carl again. Bad shot by Mim, wide open from the corner. Galesburg trying to build on a three-point lead here. Diggins skips it over left side to Williams. Now Meeker, right back to Trevon on the right side. Trevon trying to find an opening in that 2-3 Alleman zone. Meeker, right side. Diggins drives inside, has the ball knocked out of his hands, gets it off to Gibson. Fakes, spins in the lane, shoots and scores with the right hand.
That was a scorer's move in the paint that time. Gibson could have gone right or left. They didn't know which way he was going. He spun right and then just dropped it in from short distance.
Four in the quarter, 16 for the game for Grant Gibson. Streaks lead by five, 31-26. Skipping it out high, Hugerwerk. Touch pass right side, Mim from the baseline. Overthrows the basket again in the weak side rebound to Ryan Carl, who has three rebounds in this quarter. And Trevon Diggins leans in on Hugerwerk, drawing a defensive foul on Hugerwerk. That's just the first foul of the second half on Alleman and the second of the game on Hugerwerk.
Again, the Silver Streaks have the tempo to their liking in this one. They're getting up and down the court much better. A five-point lead with the ball here, and things looking up after a real tough first half.
On the inbound, Williams, left of the baseline, throws it back out to Diggins. Now at the free throw line, Gibson spinning again in the lane with a right hand up off the back of the rim. Carl slaps the rebound out into the hands of O'Keefe. Into the front court come the Pioneers, down five. Quick shot left side. That one's over the basket. And Pierman was too strong. Rebound out to Trevon Diggins, driving into the lane, and a blocking foul called. As Trevon started to go right, went left. O'Keefe leaned over in front of him and draws his third foul.
On the Alleman offensive end, Pierman just must have had too many Wheaties before tonight's game. He's had three straight shots from the corner that have all been way too strong, two from one side, one from the other. And now we've got
Diggins
still holding his knee there a little bit, isn't
he? First I thought it was a cramp, but he's hopping off the court on his left foot, favoring his right leg. Trevon's been known to cramp up during football season, but not in basketball season. This clearly is not a cramp. He went down under the knee. And Matt Poe comes over to help him stretch it out and loosen it up a little bit. And the Alleman trainer over there to help out as well. So shooting free throws on the injury substitution, Bryce Reed will go to the line. This is his first free throw attempt of the season, and it's off the back of the rim. So the strategy does not pay off for Mike Reynolds.
Trevon's still over there trying to shake off that right knee pain. The Diggins family's had enough knee problems with Sharon going down in the girls' basketball season. Also is out for track because of needed knee surgery.
Reed misses them both. Rebound Joe Boland. He has six boards on the game now for Alleman. Right side into the corner, Pierman draws a double team. Skips it back out to Hugerwerk. Denzel Jones going to come in for the Streaks as he'll replace Reed at the next dead ball. On the outside, pass, tough pass into the corner. Hugerwerk corrals it, draws a double team now to the low blocks. Marcus Martin kicks it back out. Now Hugerwerk has it right back in the left corner. Tried to dribble around Ross. Dribbles into
a timeout.
Reed, and yeah, that didn't look real smooth in the half court there for Alleman. And Patrick Rangel called a timeout before they turned it over.
It seemed like they were kind of congested down there on that left side and were finally swinging the ball back around this way. And by the time that happened, Pat had called a timeout behind the play. Yeah, I think they'll just have a 30 here.
Minute 57 to go, third quarter. Streaks leading by 5, 31-26. Want to talk cars again, Jim?
Sure. Yeah,
have to drag you into that and pull your arm a little bit.
Yeah, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan. Not only tonight, but all season long. The girls' season is over. The boys' season, hopefully we've got a bunch of games left.
Hope so.
But just in case we don't, this might be our last time on the road this season. Want to give a big shout-out and thanks to all the great vehicles they provided and the friendship service as well. We've enjoyed going in there and just talking to the guys, and they go out of their way to accommodate us. Even if we're back-to-back games and road trips, they're always there, and we appreciate the guys at Galesburg Nissan. Tonight, driving a silver Nissan Murano, only 15,000 miles. Stop by and check it out by the Sandberg Mall.
Coming out of the 30-second timeout, this is Hugerwerk with it. Passes it right side over to Joe Boland. Steps to the left, right side of the free throw line. Now they get it on the left side. Hugerwerk trying to drive inside. Found an opening. Took it all the way up and in, and he draws a foul. Denzel Jones on the reach in. And a chance at a three-point play for Hookerwerf, who has 4 points in the quarter, and he's in double figures with 11 for the game.
Well, that may have been the biggest play of the night for Alleman. Being down 5 points, he hadn't found much offense, and he just created something on his own right there.
Enzel Jones, first foul, second team foul on the streaks here in the second half, a minute 30 to go in the third quarter. Hookerwerf to the free throw line, up and off the back of the rim. He hasn't made one yet. And the rebound chased down to the baseline to Joe Williams, who now gets it away in a tough defensive position to Grant Gibson. Hookerwerf 0-for-4 from the free throw line. In the lane, Williams out to Meeker for three again.
That away. Ethan, the last time was a little strong. You could tell he just pulled off that just right. Good shooter's touch from Ethan, his second of the quarter.
Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks at 6, 34-28 after scoring 18 points in the entire first half. They have 16 here in this third quarter with a minute to go. Leading at 34-28. On the right side, Pierman deflected away from the backside by Meeker. He took a chance, and he got away with the reach. Now he has it on the other end. It's deflected out of his hands, and an offensive foul called. As a bit of a flop there by Hookerwerf in the lane. Meeker had lost the dribble, so he actually was starting to chase it back and really didn't make that much contact with Hookerwerf, but he draws the offensive foul, his second, and that's just the first turnover of the second half on the streaks.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that one. I was more concerned about him losing the ball from the back. Didn't think there was much contact there at all.
45 seconds to go, third quarter. Galesburg by six. Pioneers with the ball, though.
You don't knock a football player over that easily, do you?
Certainly not.
Not Hookerwerf.
And he has it now on the left side, just to the left of the arc. Skips it right side back over to Charlie Garrett. And a tough pass along the baseline, nearly stolen away by Denzel Jones. Couldn't handle it on the baseline. Alleman will inbound it about 15 feet to the left of the backboard. Back into the game comes Joey Mim at 6'5". He'll replace Marcus Martin. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Alleman with the ball, and Garrett will pull the trigger. Just inside the doorway here at Don Morris Gymnasium, and he tosses it out high to O'Keefe, who gives it left side over to Hookerwerf. Hookerwerf way out near half court. Williams gets a little hand on him. Trying to start the five-second count. Galesburg in a 1-3-1 extended zone here with 15 seconds to go, third quarter. O'Keefe drives in, draws the defense, kicks it back out to Hookerwerf, clearly holding for the final shot with 9 seconds to go now. Hookerwerf on the outside, driving inside, kicks it underneath the basket. Meeker outlets to Williams with three, with two, lays it up short, and that's the end of the third quarter. He was anticipating contact under the basket. Garrett did a good job to avoid the contact, and he made Joe miss at the end of the third quarter. 34-28, Galesburg by six. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Wow, did you see the smile on her face? She just lit up. Seeing me standing there with envelopes full of money, she was totally surprised. It's not her birthday, anniversary, or a holiday. Just a normal day. And then it happened. Boom! It's instant happy all over. In my line of work, button spotting for WGIL, I see it all the time.
Pick up your blue WGIL button today at Accounting Systems Incorporated at 232 East Simmons in downtown Galesburg and at Galesburg Toyota Scion on North Seminary.
Details at WGIL. GIL.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
WGIL, congratulates Roger Myers of Galesburg, who won $20 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Into the fourth quarter we go. Alleman with the ball to begin the final period, trailing Galesburg 34-28. Silver Streaks outscored the Pioneers 16-9 in that third quarter. Hookerwerf with it at the top of the circle. Left side it goes over to Joey Mim, driving in with a reverse layup, blocked by Ethan Meeker, but a foul called as Mim dribbled along the baseline and around Denzel Jones and Ryan Carl, and they're going to call Ethan Meeker on the foul. Huh, that was a tough one on Ethan. His third of the game and the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks.
Well, so far, Alleman's been terrible at the line. Maybe that's the thing to do.
Yep. And another miss.
What, like one of nine or something?
One of eight now.
Well, soon to be one of nine, right?
Second one up.
Yep.
And yep.
Not even close, really.
Wow.
0 for 2 for Joey Mim. 1 for 9 for the game. Gibson at the free throw line. Skips it over to Williams. Top of the circle. Meeker again.
Yeah.
Good again.
Yeah, they might want to guard him. That's all right. Just leave him wide open, even with the daggers, his third of the half.
All from the same spot right at the top of the arc. 9 for the game, and the Streaks lead by 9, 37-28. Approaching the 7-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Still a long way to go. Hoogerwerf draws a double team. Into the left corner. Mim for three again. That one is short. Rebound on the floor. Chased down by Joe Williams. Into the front court quickly. Meeker, left wing, fakes a three, and he gets called for the happy feet. And the 8th turnover of the game on the Silver Streaks on the travel call.
Well, I couldn't help but think of Taylor Thiel. We were up here having a tough game back
in
the 98
season. He was in a terrible
season.
Shooting slump.
Yep.
Until that night.
The other end of the court down here in the first half to our right, but he hit 5 from almost the identical spot on the court. And Ethan's got 3 big ones in the same spot on the other end of the court.
Ellsberg leading 37-28. On the outside, Hoogerwerf, bullet pass to the left side of the lane. Aaron Murray did a nice job just to hang on to it. Now O'Keefe driving in from the right corner, comes up a little bit short. Grant Gibson rebounds, hit to the outlet. Diggins gets hammered pretty hard going to the basket. I'm glad just to see Trevon back into the game.
Yes.
And he took a shot on the neck there. He grabbed his neck quickly, and he's going to shoot 2 free throws here.
Yeah,
third foul of the game of the half on Alleman, and the third foul of the game on Hoogerwerf.
When Trevon went out in the hallway after he was wincing on the chair there, I thought, boy, I don't know what's going on, but he's back.
Struggled from the free throw line this season, but that one is perfect. Galesburg with its first 10-point lead of the night, 38-28. Two different times they trailed by 7 in the first half. But they have put on a nice run here in the second half as Diggins misses the second one. Rebound chased down into the corner by Pierman. Into the front court quickly. Hoogerwerf tries to shovel it off. The ball is deflected off the backboard. And Ethan Meeker comes up with a loose ball. Now the Silver Streaks in transition. Gibson down the lane to Ryan Carl.
Oh.
Misses the reverse layup. Ball knocked out of the hands of Murray. Saved by Carl on the baseline. Out to Trevon Diggins. Now Williams for 3.
Boy, you can hear the Galesburg fans. They are into this one now as the Streaks have had a big run here.
7-0 run to start the fourth quarter. A 13-point lead and a foul called on Diggins. Are they going to call it on Carl?
I think they're
going to
get Carl.
It on Ryan. That's
that was
his
fortunate.
First.
Yeah. Trevon with the 3 fouls already. He was more bold reaching in there than I would have been with 3 fouls, but Ryan picked it up from the other side.
Galesburg has scored 10 in a row going back to the third quarter. They've scored the first 7 of the fourth quarter here and lead 41-28 under 6 minutes to play in the game. O'Keefe now to the free throw line. Boland swings it right side, deflected out of bounds by Diggins. It was intended for Hoogerwerf. And Alleman will inbound it just to our right, down along the sideline in front of the student section here.
Silver Streak's quick hands foiling everything Alleman's trying to do offensively right now.
Now Grant from underneath, trying to poke it out of the hands of Kevin O'Keefe, who now gets it away, skips it left side over to Hoogerwerf. Now right back to O'Keefe on the right side. They play a little keep away on the outside. Ball nearly stolen away, deflected into the lane to Murray, who skips it back out to Hoogerwerf. Drives in. Gibson falls down, frees up Hoogerwerf to shoot from the free throw line. Mike Reynolds wanted to call. He ran into Grant pretty good there. That's the first basket of the fourth quarter for Alleman, who trails by 11. Bounce pass, Gibson, under the basket, Carl backs up,
yes.
High up the glass, up and in, and a foul called on Alleman. And Ryan stuck the behind out to clear himself up with a little bit of room, maybe got away with the offensive foul there, but now he's got a chance at a 3-point play, and a big game tonight for Ryan Carl. He can go in double figures here with a free throw.
Yeah, he's playing with a lot of authority tonight. Really nice to see Ryan playing with this energy and this strength.
And a high arcing free throw off the back of the rim, rebounded by Boland, who has 7 boards in the game for Rock Island Alleman. Now nearly again a steal, and again another steal almost, and again another steal almost.
Every pass they throw.
Yep. 3 times. The Silver Streaks got a hand on it. Twice they were going for the outlet and in the run out. And each time Alleman managed. In the lane, picked up on the left side. Murray skips it back out. Pierman in the lane to Boland, who was open, but he kicked it back out to Hoogerwerf instead, and he hits the 3.
It's kind of like a hot potato with Alleman. It's like, I don't want it for very long. Here, you take it. Hoogerwerf always will, and he'll take the shot.
Gibson trying to bounce pass to Carl again. Streaks with the well too often that time and turned it over, intercepted by Boland on the baseline. 10-point lead for the Streaks, leaning in Hoogerwerth, skipping it back out. This is O'Keefe with it, driving inside traffic, knocked out of his hand. Still a scramble for the loose ball, and again Olliman's going to come up with it. How many times has that happened here tonight? Streaks creating all kinds of havoc in the lane, but I'd say what? 75-80% of the loose balls Olliman has found its way to first. But the Streaks lead by 10. Here's Hoogerwerth, right side three. That one won't go. Rebound chased down on the outside. Carl outlets to Trevon Biggins with a layup at the other end, and the Streaks lead by 12.
Silver Streaks have had their heads up and made some really nice outlet passes here in this half as well to free up some layups.
And only because Hoogerwerth missed the three, because he was wide open. It's a totally different situation if he drains that three. So instead of being down 7, they're down 12. Patrick Rangel calls a timeout for the Pioneers. Just past the midpoint of the fourth quarter, Galesburg leading 45-33. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Rock Island leads Quincy 53-38 late in the fourth quarter, so the Rocks about a minute and a half away from wrapping up the outright Western Big Six Championship. The Silver Streaks here with under 4 minutes to go at Don Morris Gymnasium lead the Alleman Pioneers by 12 and have done a much better job taking care of business here in the second half. In the left corner, here's a shot on the way, up and in by Aaron Murray. Just inside the arc, a two-pointer, makes it a 10-point Galesburg lead. First basket of the game for Aaron Murray. Gibson shoots at the free throw line, rattles off, rebound, Marcus Ross gets fouled going back up, and Ross really battled in the game.
Yeah, he came down between Boland, who was the guy that I'm sure will hear from Coach Rangel about not getting that interview, and then on the backside, Hoogerwerth was there as well, but Marcus coming in and picking up where Ryan Carl left off. Ryan was doing a great job of the post, and now Marcus is going to get a chance to score a couple of points.
Fourth foul of the game on Adam Hoogerwerth. Five team fouls on the Pioneers, and Ross makes the free throw. That's a little better than we saw him shoot up at Norridge last Saturday.
Yeah, he had one there last Saturday where he shot it wide of the rim. It was an air ball that was far to the right. He was seeing another basket, I guess, but otherwise he did a great job up there the other night. He had a really, really good game.
Second free throw off the back of the rim. Gibson comes in from the backside. He's going to get called for over and back, going for the offensive rebound. And that'll be Grant's second foul of the game.
And honestly, guys on both sides have been getting away with a lot of that tonight. But, I mean, the officials have been pretty consistent in letting them play and not calling much of that. So, you know, if you're out there playing and you can, you just keep doing it.
Under 3.5 minutes to play in the game here. Silver Streaks leading by 11. Olliman has the ball. Hoogerwerth on the outside. Skips it up top over to the left to O'Keefe. Now right back to Hoogerwerth. Drives inside, draws the defense, dishes it out. Pierman drives in from the right side, and the line drive shot is good. Got high up. He almost shot kind of down at the basket. He elevated so high on that one. Galesburg down up by 9 now, 46-37. Gibson, left side over to Ross. He'll shoot the 18-footer and got it.
Marcus, keep him at bay.
Basket of the game for Marcus Ross. It's an 11-point Galesburg lead, 48-37. 2:45 to go in the game now.
And Olliman having to take some more chances defensively, come out a little stronger. We're going to have some big opportunities to score here down the stretch.
Right side, Hoogerwerth with it, cut off by Ethan Meeker. He'll bring it back out, and they skip it over to the left side onto the wing. Now quick bullet pass into the lane to Murray. Turnaround jumper and an offensive foul called with Joe Williams drawing the charge. And Murray picks up his first foul and the 14th turnover of the game on Olliman.
As you can probably tell, we're in a sea of Olliman fans. They really like that call.
Yes, they did.
And
or not.
I thought it was the right call. Yeah, I think Joe really sold it, but I think the guy was bulling his way in there.
Williams across midcourt with the ball. Galesburg breaks the trap. Here's Meeker
again
from the top of the arc. Four times they let him shoot from there, and four times he's knocked it down. 12 points in the game. Galesburg by 14, approaching the two-minute mark. On the left side, another jumper. That one's too strong. Meeker on the weak side with a rebound. Murray with the miss. Outlet pass. Diggins up and in with a right hand. And Galesburg really opening it up now, leading by 16.
I can't even keep up with the baskets. We're pouring them in so quickly now. Meeker is really energized, and the rest of the team following suit.
Pierman on the right side, and Meeker a little too aggressive that time. And Galesburg just attacking all over the place. That's the fourth foul of the game on Meeker. Silver Streaks just really trying to create chaos in the offense, in the Alleman half court, and for the most part they've done it. That one stops the clock, puts Alleman at the line for a 1-1 with a minute 48 to go. But it's been their aggressiveness here in the second half. They've taken some chances, and it's paid off. Trailing by one at halftime, 19-18, they have outscored Alleman 35-18 here in the second half and lead by 16. And the Silver Streaks going to start to empty the bench. Trevon Diggins, Carson Cheeseman are out. Logan Davis comes in for the Silver Streaks. Grant Gibson sits down. Denzel Jones back in, joining Williams, Ross, and Meeker on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg's next game, Tuesday night. They will open up regional play at home against a Canton team that's had some injuries and is really struggling here in the last month and a half. Pierman makes a rare free throw for Alleman. Before that make, they were 1 of 9 in the game.
And Alleman emptying their bench now as well. So on senior night, he wanted to make sure Coach Rangel for Alleman make sure and get his seniors a round of applause as they sit down. We will see these Pioneers again next week down at Galesburg for the regional. Might play them next Friday night, but they're going to have to play pretty well. They'd have to beat Geneseo on Monday night and then turn around on Tuesday and knock off the top seed Quincy Notre Dame.
That's right. Minute 48 to go here in the game. Silver Streaks leading 53-38. Second free throw by Pierman is good. They could have used a lot of those earlier on when they had the chance. Instead, here now they're down 14. As the seniors continue to sit down, Sam Pierman gets a big hand and a hug from his senior teammates as he heads to the bench on senior night. Meeker into the front court, right side Williams. Now they swing it left over to Logan Davis. Meeker, no-look pass in the lane. Parks gets it right back out to Williams. Streaks going to run some clock here. Denzel Jones drives baseline. He'll kick it back out to Meeker. Free throw line, shoots, banks it, a little bit strong. Rebound on the floor and picked up by Stephen Ewald into the game for Alleman. Down to a minute 20 to go in the game with the Streaks leading by 14. Between the circles, dribbling right, Sam Luton shoots a three. Rebound out to Ewald, drives to the basket, and he's fouled. Gets two free throws coming.
You know, I should have asked Coach Rangel, Stephen Ewald, a junior at 6'1". They had Vince Ewald in here, and
yep.
Vince was 6'8".
He was big,
he
yeah.
was maybe 6'9". I'm assuming that Stephen is not his brother. You usually don't have that big a disparity in size.
Ewald misses the first free throw. The foul, by the way, was on Tyson Parks, his first. 18 foul on the Streaks. Bryce Reed back into the game for Galesburg. He shot two free throws earlier for the Streaks and missed as Trevon Diggins got fouled and then had to sit down with an injury. Second free throw by Ewald is off the back of the rim, and Logan Davis with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Devin Ross into the game for the Silver Streaks. He was instrumental in the sophomore's 13-point victory here tonight, and he gets to play for the final minute 20. Devin Ross, the younger brother of Marcus and Lamont Ross, who graduated last year, and Devin picks up a five-second call, dribbling on the outside. Last check, Moline led United Township by only 8 at halftime, 32-24. Rock Island has wrapped up the Western Big Six title with a win at home over Quincy. Under a minute to go here at Don Morris Gymnasium. Looks like the Silver Streaks will prevail, leading by 14. On the outside, Ewald passes left. Luton's another long three. Missed everything. Jeremy Keim under the basket with the rebound. Saves it out to Charlie Garrett. Now driving down the right side of the lane. There's contact. That's going to put Ewald right back at the line again.
And, I wondered. I looked over at Coach Reynolds, and he's telling Tyson Parks especially, stay on your feet. And that's hard for Tyson to do because that's what he does. He comes in there, and he's ready to leap in the lane. And this is one of those situations, though, where you've got to realize, up 14 trying to play out the last minute, you don't want to make the highlight block. You're just trying to get the game over.
Right. Another miss by Ewald. Into the game for the Silver Streaks, Eric Thompson. The 6'5 freshman, Tommy Lepas, also into the game for Galesburg. And the second free throw by Ewald, and he made one. One out of four here in this fourth quarter. Galesburg leads 53-40. Devin Ross will bring it across midcourt with Davis, the junior. Now Reed, another junior for Galesburg, between the circles on the dribble, working his way left. Thompson comes out high for it. Bounce pass right side over into the corner to Ross. Now Lepas with it with 25 seconds to go. Stepping inside the arc, Reed steps back, missed it. Eric Thompson with a rebound put back. That'll excite the Galesburg fans a little bit to see the freshman score here. Into the front court, dribbling right, Lutens. Gets it back out, left side over to Ewald. Now Lutens with another long three. He got one. He was determined to knock one down, and the senior makes one on senior night.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
This is Michelle Bazzari from WGIL. If you're often the one chosen to supervise your group's or church's dinners and bake sales, knowledge of food safety is important. Knox County Extension and Galesburg Recreation offer a food safety course on March 6th at the library. For more info, click the calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg wins at Alleman 55-43 to wrap up the regular season. 18-13 and 7-3 in the Western Big Six. Jim Lee is with head coach Mike Reynolds.
All right, Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now. And Mike, getting a little love from your son there and got a little love from your team in the second half after kind of a shaky first half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were a little tight for some reason in the first half, and this isn't the easiest place to play. You know, they did a nice job of having a little bounce on defense, and it's amazing when you share the ball, your defense picks up. We switched to a little zone there in the second half. It seemed to give us a little spark for a few minutes, and we just kept with it.
In that first quarter, they nearly shut us out. What were they doing so well?
Well, I mean, that's exactly what we prepared for. They were playing that 2-3 zone, and they extended it out, and we stopped sharing the ball and stopped driving the gap and moving the thing. And once we got that kind of situated for about the last 2.5 quarters, we were pretty good.
A lot of offensive heroes in this one tonight. Meeker got it rolling in the second half, hit 4 from the exact same spot on the court. Ryan Carl had a terrific night. Trevon Diggins some breakout. So you got that team work that you needed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got good players, but we've got a number of guys that can step up offensively. It's nice to see Ryan have a breakout game and Meeker have a breakout game right before the regional. Trevon got banged up a little bit, still was able to get some runouts and some lay-ins. I'm proud of our guys because a few weeks ago, you know, we could have just given in and said, well, we can't win this thing, so we're just going to kind of give in and roll the postseason. But instead, we dug our heels in and said, this is not how it's going to end. You know, we're going to play right. We're going to try to get better, and we've continued to push them. And when we come to practice on Sunday, we're going to push them again and see if we can get some magic next week.
As always, you feel like the defense creates the offense for us. And then in that second half, we were so quick, our hands, I mean, to a man, every pass Alleman threw there for a while, we were in the neighborhood or deflecting the thing. And I think you really rattled their offense a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did a nice job. I know they scored some points late there in the fourth quarter when both teams subbed out. But I thought we had a nice flow to defensively, and we got them moving, playing a little faster than they wanted to, and we weren't able to do that, you know, in the first half. But in the second half, we were successful and played to a lot of deflections. That's one thing that zone defense does sometimes is allow you to play to deflections, and we were able to get it, and it's nice to see.
Well, Rocky won their game tonight as expected. You get sole possession of second place in the conference. Going into this year, I think a lot of Streaks fans would have said, hey, that's pretty good. We look back and see one shot that might have been the difference of winning the thing, though.
Well, we point to two games in the second half of the season that we should have won. And we know that. We've discussed that with our guys. And you know, we're not going to make excuses. We can make 100 of them if we wanted. But basically, we're less than 4.5 seconds away from being 9-1 in the league. And you know, we got a lot of young guys. And hopefully what that's done is spurred us on to make sure that every play counts and every possession counts. And we value the basketball. And it's not always the last second plays that hurts you. Sometimes it's the ones in the first quarter, the second quarter. So, I mean, it hurts today. We're frustrated because we let a golden opportunity go, but it is what it is. You know, we'll push forward, and there's bigger fish to fry next week. And starting with Canton, we know that they're really good, and they've got a lot of athletes and a lot of shooters. And we'll have to have our A game like we did in the second half to be able to win.
What's your schedule? Do you, I assume, go in tomorrow? Sunday you take a day off, or do you practice then too?
We're going to take tomorrow off. And then we'll practice Sunday and Monday and you know, go for a team meal Monday night, go watch Alleman and Geneseo play and what should be a competitive game. And then we're 7:30 Tuesday. We're going to tee it up, and we think we got as good a shot as anybody, you know, so we're going to go out and try to fight our way to the sectional. And you know, I don't know how else to put it. We're sometimes it's not pretty, but we're going to fight like crazy to try to get there.
I am sure you will do that. This team has showed a lot of resiliency this year, even in times when you haven't played well through stretches. You always know this bunch somehow is going to find themselves in the game at the end, and I think that probably reflects on you as their coach.
Well, I don't know about that, but we certainly played extremely hard, you know, 99% of the time. So we want to bump that up in the regional, see if we can, you know, focus on every possession and you know, see where our A game takes us.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds joining us in the postgame show. Regardless of the outcome, tonight is a good one. Silver Streaks have won 5 of their last 6. They finished the regular season 18-13 and 7-3, sole possession of second place in the Western Big Six. They defeat the Alleman Pioneers here on the road tonight 55-43. We'll take a break here on the postgame. We'll come back, take a look at our final statistics. We also have to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. As our postgame coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Get ready for spring with a new vehicle from Yim. And thanks to Auto Show Bonus Cash, for a limited time, your savings are even more. Buy a new 2013 Chevy Malibu with an MPG highway rating of 34 for under $21,500 and save $2,500. Yim's selection is great with 25 on the lot. Buy a new 2013 Chevy Silverado LT Extended Cab 4x4 All-Star Edition for under $33,800 and save $12,000. With 60 in stock, you're sure to find the truck you're looking for at Yim. Buy a new 2013 GMC Terrain with an MPG of 32 and save $2,000. Save $1,000 in a new 2013 Buick Verano with an MPG of 32, now priced under $24,500. And save $5,000 when you buy a new 2012 Buick LaCrosse with an MPG highway rating of 36. Don't miss this limited time offer. Auto Show Bonus Cash, in addition to all other incentives. Going on now at Yim and Galesburg. See Yim for details.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Don Morris Gymnasium and Benowitz Jim Lee with you as Galesburg wins on the road to wrap up the regular season. 55-43 outside of a buzzer-beating shot at Rock Island. The Silver Streaks would have swept the final four games on the road, which is a great accomplishment anytime. But still finishing 3 out of 4. They're playing, we talked in the pregame, their best ball of the season. It continued here tonight, at least in the second half. And 13-7-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. Been a long time since Galesburg's been in second place in the conference.
It has. And again, as I told Mike coming into this year, if you'd have told a lot of people second place Big Six, I think many would say, yeah, I'll take that.
Yep.
And looking back, I'll take it too. But and the thing was, you know, Mike talked about, well, we'd like to have this or that back. The thing that comforts me about Rock Island winning the title is they earned it that night. If we would have come down and thrown the ball away or just given them the game, you know, up at their place there a number of weeks ago, I'd feel bad about it. But we did everything right the last few minutes of that game. We came back, we got the lead there, and the kid just came down and made a great shot. You just tip your cap to him and say congratulations to the conference champions, but Galesburg's got nothing to feel second place about with the effort that they gave throughout the course of this conference season.
Not at all. So 55-43, finishing off the regular season here at Don Morris Gymnasium with a victory here tonight. Our post-game statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Jim, the team numbers first.
All right. Well, Galesburg improved substantially in the second half on offense after just hitting 6 of 22 in the first half for a paltry 27% from the field. We had the Streaks shooting much better in the second half, keyed by 4 straight buckets to start off the third quarter. Of course, Ethan Meeker hit 4 three-pointers. Joe Williams had one as well in that second half. And the Streaks finished the game 21 out of 47. Meanwhile, Alleman was 17 of 39. They're shooting tailed off a little bit. They never were real great from the field, but 44% was all right in the first half. But the Streaks' defense really flustered them and forced them into some shots they didn't want in the second half. Rebounding edge to the Pioneers, although the Streaks closed the gap late, 30-28, the battle of the boards for the Pioneers. And a turnover count, not that many for a game as heated as this one was. Had 11 for Alleman and make that 12 for Alleman and 10 for the Silver Streaks. Actually, let me add 2 more. How about 14?
Yeah, I
the count keeps going up here. So, still.
Do I hear 15?
Yes. I'm sure Coach Pat Rangel doesn't want a 15th, but yeah, again, not a bad ball handling game. A couple of unforced errors, but it was mostly just Galesburg playing really, really terrific basketball for the better part of the second half and took this one away from Alleman here.
Alleman finished 5 of 14 from behind the arc. The Silver Streaks, whoops, I forgot to add them up, 2, 4, 7. Galesburg made 7 three-pointers tonight on 12 attempts. Take that percentage anytime, huh?
No doubt.
And Galesburg just 6 of 12 from the free throw line. Some of their misses were not inconsequential, but weren't necessarily crucial at the time that they were attempted to the outcome of the game. Alleman, on the other hand, was only 4 of 15 from the free throw line, and many of theirs were at times when they really needed the points. So probably at least a small measure of frustration for Coach Patrick Rangel there as they missed 8 of their first 9 from the free throw line. Finishing off the individual numbers, Adam Hoogerwerf led Alleman with 16. In fact, he and Grant Gibson tied for scoring honors in this game. Both led their respective teams with 16 points. Sam Pierman, the only other player in double figures for the Pioneers, with 11. Kevin O'Keefe had 6 tonight. Next up, Sam Lutens with a late three-pointer for his only points on senior night. Marcus Martin, Aaron Murray, and Joe Boland each finished with 2. Stephen Ewald had 1. Everybody played for the Pioneers. Alex Diab, Joey Mim, Charlie Garrett, and Jeremy Kime did not score for the Pioneers. Everybody played for the Silver Streaks as well. We mentioned Gibson, 16. Ethan Meeker had 12, all on three-pointers, all in the second half. Ryan Carl just missed double figures with 9. Trevon Diggins had 7. Joe Williams finished with 6. Marcus Ross had 3. Eric Thompson had a late bucket on an offensive rebound for his 2 points. Devin Ross, Logan Davis, Carson Cheeseman, Bryce Reed, Denzel Jones, Tommy Leppis, and Tyson Parks did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win it here tonight 55-43. Sophomores also winners 68-55. We'll wrap up our postgame coverage up next with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
From the beginning of time, customers have been seeking a good buy and a way to avoid haggling at the market. So God created an auction. Then came the day when customers looked for quality without spending a lot of cash. So God improved the auction. As time passed and eBay emerged, customers began to buy stuff cheap. So God created the WGIL auction.
Buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction on Saturday, March 23rd. Sign up for email alerts when new items are added at WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Final order of business from Don Morris Gymnasium is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Jim, we had some great candidates here tonight, but we settled on one pretty quickly as well.
Yeah, we sure did have a lot of good candidates tonight. Ethan Meeker stepping out, hitting those 4 three-pointers was huge. He would probably get our nod as the runner-up to the one that we have selected tonight. But as Coach Mike Reynolds said, we played as a team well in that second half, shared the basketball, and the one guy that really stepped it up tonight throughout the course of this game was Ryan Carl. Big center had a terrific night, and if we could harness that scoring capacity to get into double figures, that would be awesome. But we'll just take what we got tonight, because Ryan, well, not only scoring, but he was up there. I mean, he just really seemed very strong tonight, around the basket.
Confident.
Yes, he really owned the inside most of the night when he was in there, even when Holloman brought in some of the heavyweight kids that they've got down there. They were no match for Ryan when he put his mind to it. And so Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game to Ryan Carl in the middle.
So the next game for the Silver Streaks is the postseason. The end of the regular season is here, and it'll be nice to be playing in John Thiel Gymnasium for the regional opener, as Mike Reynolds said in our postgame interview. The first game is actually on Monday night with these same Alleman Pioneers battling Geneseo at John Thiel Gym. And then the Silver Streaks actually play the second game on Tuesday, as the winner of that Alleman Geneseo game will play top seed Quincy Notre Dame at 6 o'clock, followed by the Silver Streaks game against the Canton Little Giants. So we hope you'll be with us from John Thiel Gym coming up Tuesday night.
Mike made Canton sound awful good. That's not the same Canton team I've seen in the papers here the last couple of months. But
early in the season, yes, would have been the case.
When they had the young man at Rhodes, he was as good a scorer as anybody in Western and Central Illinois. But once he went down with an injury, they have been not the same team, and no. they've really fallen on hard times. So you never know. Some team might muster up something regional time, but they're going to have to play a whole lot better than they have the last couple of months to compete with the Streaks on Tuesday.
Looking forward to it, Jim. We'll see you then.
Yes, thank you.
55-43 the final. Galesburg wins it here tonight. Their 18th win of the season, and they are all alone finishing up the Western Big Six Conference in second place. For Brian Prescott of the Downtown Studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Until Tuesday night in the regional opener from John Thiel Gymnasium, good night from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.